Today's show is brought to you by footcoaching.com. Are you tired of missing out of that rank in weekend league? Do you want to beat your friends on Friday night friendlies? Or do you play esports and want professional grade coaching and video analysis? Go to footcoaching.com to get in contact and see our different coaching options. Hello footies and welcome to Foot in Review episode 87. Today is July 6th. Remember, we can be found every weekday at 2200 Central European Time on podcast services around the globe. And, of course, on Twitter at Foot in Review. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching. And joining me today is, of course, King of the North, our own Norwegian Thor, our own Avenger, it's me.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello, indeed. That was a really enthusiastic good evening from you. You actually made the microphone clip out.
Ooh, goody, goody. Thank you.
How are you doing?
Quite good, actually. Thanks. And you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Goody, good.
Yeah. A bit rainy, but it's much more doable in a studio like this, so I don't mind too much.
nice and cool.
But of course, it's not just Yngvi and myself today. We're also joined by maybe a very hangover, but at least someone who celebrated July 4th. It's FIFA president himself. It's Andrew.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone.
Hello, Andrew. How was the 4th?
Good. Uneventful. Pretty warm over here, but, you know, pretty good all around.
And that's good to hear, though. And have you been drunk? Did you throw in all your coins?
Have I been in my life, or was I this weekend? This weekend, not really. You know, a few, but nothing too wild while we're all in quarantine.
Sensible stuff.
Yeah, you lead by example, buddy.
Yeah, definitely a lot of people celebrating, though. Lots of fireworks around. I live near a big park, and so there was a lot of fireworks going off around there. So lots of people celebrating.
Awesome. That's good, though. That's what it's meant to do. And just if keep it sensible, it's all right. And are we celebrating today's content?
Yeah, that's okay. I think we're still celebrating yesterday's, though. I think that was pretty fantastic.
So I was thinking about maybe letting Yngvi talk about today's Summer Showdown. And today you released SBCs. And yesterday we got a new type of upgrade SBC, and I think Andrew wants to talk about that and spread the word about how you should go at those, right? So, Yngvi, can you take us through today's content?
Yes, we got a Bundesliga Challenge SBC where you get two untradeable 83 plus players, and you also get the bonus two rare gold players pack. It's not too hard to do. It's like the standard stuff. Minimum one player from Germany, minimum three leagues, maximum four players from the same league, minimum 82 rated team, minimum 85 team chemistry. So that's doable for most of us. It costs around 30-40k to do. And then we got the Summer Showdown, which I guess is between Real Madrid and Granada. The first SBC from Granada, you get the Summer Showdown Darwin Machis. Costs around 115-120k to do. There's three sections. The first one is called La Liga. You need minimum one player from La Liga Santander. Minimum team rating 83 and minimum 80 chemistry, and you also get a Jumbo Premium Gold Pack. Next one is called 83 rated squad. You need a 83 rated team with minimum 80 chemistry, and you get a premium mixed players pack. And the last is just called mixed squad, exchange squad, you featuring 11 players. Then you get a two players pack for doing that. Minimum five chemistry, so that's very easy to do for a two player pack. Easy, doable, worth doing.
Yeah, why are they releasing those though? That got introduced this weekend in the 88 plus pack too. Yeah. And it's just like, what's the point? You're just trying to take 11 bronzes off people?
Could be.
I think so. I think that's it.
Three sections.
I'm betting we're getting an objective with bronze players, really. So.
That's fair. That's probably right.
Yeah. This Wednesday, we got another bronze playing. We could probably get a bronze player that's been upgraded and keep their own spirit, keep their own rating, but or maximum bronze rating, and then upgraded stats. And it requires bronze players to play. So that's why you have to put in all your bronze.
Could be.
But I'm not a trader, Andrew, so I'm not sure how bad mistaken I'm there. But or is that too predictable?
Oh, I don't think this has anything to do with trading. I think this is the opposite of that, because there's not really a lot of bronze trading going on. I think it's really just to siphon off bronzes from people's clubs.
That's could be. I don't know what they are doing for harm doing there, but I mean, oh, we'll see, we'll see. But remind me if there's a bronze objective coming soon.
Will do.
What do we think about Machi, though?
Looks like an okay card. Not any big weaknesses. Maybe composure 85. That's like maybe the only thing you can say that's a little bit. Well, it's not low either, and you can just put a sniper on him because he's already fast enough. So he should be fine.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, you know, if you're running a La Liga squad, it's fun. If not, you know, I don't know who's really going to do this. But obviously, if he gets the upgrade, he'd be incredible.
Yeah, high, medium work rates and 4-star skill moves and 4-star weak foot as well. So
yeah, with space almost maxed out. And of course, his dribbling being 99 agility with 99 balance and 95 dribbling. 93 aggression, though. So
Reactions are a little bit low, though. But that will, I think... Sniper will fix that a little bit as well.
Yeah, you need to upgrade his finishing, which is 89. You need to upgrade his reactions. Yeah. But if you do that, like you said, if you throw in a sniper, he's 99 finishing, and he's got the 84 reactions. So I think your sniper is a really cool card to have. No special traits though.
No.
But there aren't that many strikers from La Liga, right? On the central position either, which are like really good.
Benzema, team of the season so far, is really good though. Still,
birthday Hazard jumps to mind. There's a few that are better than this one, but not, you know, not a ton.
True. It's good value, I think. Fun card. Not gonna do.
Yeah, it's good value. Good value. That's for sure.
Yeah, good value if you packed a bunch of La Liga cards recently that you need to build a squad. Or if you want to, you know, use the Vinicius card and link them together, you know, certainly could go worse.
Yeah, I thought Konata was lower on the list. So I was like, why should you do this? But I think you're right. They were 10th, so.
True.
Yeah, they're 10th.
So then we got the one from Real Madrid, which is Vinicius Jr. He's around... 240-250k to do. There's also three sections here. The first one is called Real Madrid. You need one player minimum from Real Madrid, minimum 85 rated team, minimum 65 chemistry, and you get a prime mix players pack. Next one is called La Liga. You need minimum one player from La Liga, Santander. Minimum 85 rated team, minimum 65 team chemistry, the premium goal players pack from that, and then the mixed squad again, where you get the two players pack, and I'm just gonna double check that it's it's five chemistry on that one as well, so that one is easy to do. And Vinicius is 5-star skill moves, 4-star weak foot. He's a left winger with high medium work rates, Brazilian, so easy to link and hybrid and everything. And the card looks really good. Just basic chem as well. Yeah.
And if you've completed Mendy, you get the strong link plus Brazilian links. So, you know, it's a fantastic card. Not sure I'm going to do them. I probably will, just because I'm going to spam upgrades and have to put the duplicates somewhere. But good card, fun card. You know, definitely the type of thing that you want this time of year.
Yeah, it's there's not, well, you have Hazard as well that you can link with if you use the birthday card as a strong link. So yeah, I like the look of the card though. It would be fun if they gave him 5-star weak foot as well, but then it's probably gonna be another Neymar kind of anyways. He's stronger than Neymar though, so that's a plus, of course. Very similar otherwise.
Yeah, cool. Good value. I don't think I'm going to do either one of these, to be honest. But just that I don't need any of them in my squad, I guess. So.
He has the flare trait and outside of the foot shot, so that's also very cool.
He's very cool, but we got Diaby last week as well, which fits with Mendy as well. I don't know, I mean, I'm a bit tired of left wingers. I'm good, I think. We had some other content this weekend, though, Andrew, which you was very eager to discuss.
Sure. I'm not going to discuss the 5x88 plus pack. I assume everyone's already done it and gotten disappointing returns for the most part. So I'll skip that one. But then we did get these repeatable upgrades that I'm spamming, everyone's spamming. So the first one, I'm pulling up all the requirements now, the 84 plus double upgrade. This is basically the replacement for the 82 plus double upgrade that we had before. And it just requires, instead of one gold squad, one rare gold squad, it requires two rare gold squads. 4-4-2 is the formation that it uses, requires all 11 rare golds and then chemistry of 60. You know, for each of those, when you do it, though, you do get a rare gold player pack in return, and it is tradable. That's the first time all year, I think, that they've done something like this, where you get the tradable back. I think that's a huge, huge benefit to this. Don't know what you guys think about that, but getting tradables back, I think, makes it very interesting, even if they're not, you know, part of the 84 double.
Interesting, yeah, and very unique. So, yeah, definitely a big plus.
And then we also got the guaranteed 85 to 92 rated squad. This replaced the 82 to 88, and it's the same exact thing. And so it's minimum 7 gold players, so then use bronzes for the others. Minimum team chemistry 70. Also, you get a rare gold player in return that is tradable, so that's pretty nice. So what John was referencing is, I did want to, there are some methods to do these efficiently. If you want to spam them, I'm going to do tons of them. I'm going to do tons of them today specifically. So the way I go about it, I'll do the rares, because I think that's the harder one to do, is you just build a squad, you know, build one squad that you want to do that's going to be cheap, not stuff that's sitting in your club if you're going out on the market and buying these. Build it, and then you need to do... you need to buy them off the market, buy them now. This is not really a good method for open bidding. But so you build that squad, and then you just keep repeating that same squad over and over again. So go buy 10, 15, however many of the packs you want to do. Go buy just all those players in the full set, and you just keep recycling it that way. And then that way, every time you get it, you like go to the screen, you refresh, you submit the players, you go to like your newest added players, and you can just put them all right back in. So that's kind of the quickest method I have. I don't know if you guys have any other methods you like to do it quickly.
No, I think that's probably the way I go about it as well.
And then when you're searching for the actual players, like who should I use? Do not use Footbin. Whatever you do, don't use Footbin's SBC solutions, because like it's already going to be outdated. So you know, you just have to kind of do it on your own, do your own research. And you can figure it out. Look for random leagues. I picked a random league. I don't want to say what I picked because I hope it still works today. But you know, if you just pick a random league and find, you know, 5-6 rare gold players that are cheap, and especially if they're all on the same team, you can make the chemistry work pretty quickly.
Yeah, a friend of mine did. I don't know what kind of nation he did in league, but he did so many so cheap, and then suddenly he saw the prices were tripled. So he guessed there was some kind of YouTuber that was, or somebody put it on Footpin, and he said, I have to go a different way.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully, if you've got those players, you can just sell them too, right? If they triple in price, you might as well just take the coins and reinvest them somewhere else.
That changes like on a minute, right? It can go either way.
It changes pretty quickly, yeah. Basically, whenever they update prices. The other thing, I mean, I'd say try all of them, try everything. Everyone gets different pack luck. It's very weird. Right now, I'm having great success with 84 pluses. I've got friends who are having great success with the 85 to 92s. I have one friend, Tyler, shout out, Pace of a Tortoise, who is not getting good success from either of the upgrades, but the tradable rare golds he's getting are off the charts good. He's getting, I think he got a Ziyech and a Sancho, and he's gotten several very good tradable packs that are just making him money.
Which is even better than getting good.
Yeah, it's the best. So
that's awesome. I did the 80 to the 92 one, that one. That's been treating me well. The 84 plus, I did two now already. I got four 82s or 84s from the two I did. So I'll stay away from those from now on.
Yeah, I plan to do these hopefully until I pack Mbappe. Hopefully he's coming soon, because that's really who I'm after. Although there's of course plenty of other good ones out there that I'm just enjoying the content and, you know, the fun of opening packs at this time of the year.
There's also, you're talking about opening packs, there's also something else you're doing, right, to get some cards going.
Oh yeah, and this is really from my friend slash someone I follow. You should all follow, so I'm kind of stealing from him, but Foot Accountant Nate, he suggested that I do this. So this is what I'm just testing out the method, but just opening 5K gold packs is very profitable right now. The reason it's so profitable is you just sell the gold cards. They're all selling for, you know, at least 1,000 coins, usually a lot more. And then if you get, you know, a chemistry style or a position change that sells for, you know, anything, then you're going to make all your coins back. So if you, it's not something where you can look at an individual pack and you're going to be like, oh, I made profit on every one of them. But if you do 10 of them and that's 50K, you should make at least, you know, the 50K back, maybe more. So that's kind of the way that, you know, I'd say probably on average you're making a 5 to 10% return on packs, but you just have to do enough of them to kind of aggregate those wins.
And it's fun, right? There's a chance you pack some decent players this time around.
Yeah, I packed Scream Trippier is the best I've packed out of pure gold packs. I think earlier this year, John, didn't you pack an icon out of one?
Yeah, so definitely. Like week two, I packed the middle Clifford from one.
Yeah, so that's not too bad.
Yeah. You know, one thing, listeners, I'm interested in, this is something I have been interested in all year, is if anyone packs from any of these upgrade packs an icon, please let me know, because I have a theory that the icons are not available in these, and I have not seen a single person pack an icon in these. So if you've packed one, please let me know, because I am interested in finding out.
That's a good one. I've not seen anything else. Well, no one even. No, that's.
And you would think in things like the 88 plus pack, someone would have packed an icon, or in the 84 double plus, like there are a lot of icons that are just 87 rated, 88 rated icons. So you would think somebody would be packing these, but they're not. So I'm just interested. If anyone has, please let me know.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to hear about. Because, I haven't seen any icons, but people probably don't think about it since there's so many other cool players to pack that they kind of forget that there's there's actually icons in the packs as well. So,
let us know if you did pack one. And I'll be spamming the 5K packs for sure now. Because you got nothing else to do with the coins. I mean, at the stage that you have coins, you can make it a bit more, but you can't really buy anything to improve your team with it. I did try some investment and went well, so I'm back down a bit. It's the phase that you say, well, just try to have fun,
right? So those investments should have gone well if you had waited or like listed high. I think they still would have gone well, or you wouldn't have lost coins off them, because I think you're talking about the Dembele that you bought.
I didn't sell them yet.
Okay, well, I think he's 16 or 17K right now. So last I checked. So that should work now. But, you know, just be patient. Also, if, you know, the 5K packs are great, but also, you know, you can do these 84 pluses for 20K or less if you do it right.
Let's go for that. I'll keep you updated with that. Anything else that
great? Nothing for me.
Not, oh, I just did one 5K pack and packs the 82 man of the match, or what's it called? The orange cards? A Maximov.
Perfect. Discard it. Take your 10K profit.
10K, yeah. That's nice, of course.
So yeah, it actually, it is. It's weird. I made 5K profit, but just talking about it on the podcast.
Hey.
And that's just one card, not even the rest of what you've gotten in that pack.
Yeah, so take those tips. Thank you, Andrew, for that. Andrew, where can people find you for more tips?
Foot_AST on Twitter. And again, please, you know, at me on Twitter if you have packed an icon. I definitely am interested to know.
I woke up this Saturday morning. I saw you were streaming as well. Is that right? Is it the same foot_AST?
It is. Mostly actually streaming for you to record some gameplay. But yeah, I've been playing some, I've been using a gimmick Japanese squad and having a ton of fun with that. There's a theory we're going to talk about later that I think if you use a lower rated or silly squad like this rather than an ultimate squad, that you actually face people kind of doing the same thing or lower rated squads. And so I've kind of been testing that out and having a lot of success and definitely a lot of fun. It's, you know, I'm using an 85 rated right mid team of the season card who has 2-star skills and super fun.
Yeah, we're definitely going to add a whole episode on matchmaking and stuff like that. We need some more research, but definitely we'll get back to that. Avi, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgnoni and on the EA forums, LittleLan95. So just feel free to message me there if you wonder about any squad buildings and players, anything.
Keep an eye on the DMs because I need some squad building going.
I will.
Thanks for that. You can find the show at Foot in Review, and you can find me, Foot Coaching, just at Foot Coaching on Twitter and FootCoaching.com, of course. Also, thank you all for writing in with some good tips on celebrating the 100th episode coming up and some improvements or additions you want to see to the show. If you're listening to this and you've got some additions for us or tips, advice, feedback, anything, just let us know and we'll get in touch with you. But thanks for all the suggestions made so far. There are some changes coming really soon. For now, I'm definitely just gonna drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.